Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I've been better. How's everybody there?
We're doing well.
I'm doing great.
I'm doing okay, buddy. Hanging in there. You know what? It's always tough when it comes to an end, isn't it?
Definitely. It's just the abruptness of it is which just kind of gets you because you're in such a high speed mode and then just to go right into the evaluation period. So it's a bit of a shock on your system.
You know, you said after the game in your press conference that it was a buzzsaw that you ran into. They were coming into that game as hot as you guys were, essentially.
Yes, they were playing very well, and they played extremely well Sunday. There's no question about that. So we needed to get on there and play at a very high level, and we knew that, and we did not get that done. We made too many critical mistakes here in the first half, and then the game got away from us.
Jordy coming out and playing, though, was pretty incredible. I don't think anybody was figuring he's going to be back that soon, and he played very well, actually.
Yes, played very well. I think it's a real testament to him as a warrior, and really shows the commitment that these guys have to one another in that locker room. It was definitely special.
Yeah, we normally think you guys are just stringing us along, Coach, when you stand at the podium and say, well, we'll evaluate him. There's a chance he could play this weekend. We're like, yeah, right. And then he came out. It's like, oh, hey, he wasn't lying.
I don't ever lie. I just tell you the truth. It just sometimes, when I say something that doesn't match what the other people are saying, then they don't like it. I guess they say I'm lying, I guess. But I just tell it the way it is. I think injuries are really personal to the player. I think there's a limit to what really you should talk about. I think that these guys should be able to talk about their bodies themselves. So that's always been my approach, and that'll never change.
But that injury in particular, though, which I think, fans have experienced that to some degree or another, maybe in their life. You can barely move for like weeks when you have a broken rib, but let alone play a football game was amazing.
Definitely. I mean, just to watch him go through the stages of the conditioning and rehab just to get back to the normalcy of it. He's obviously very one tough individual, but he puts a lot of extra time in the strength and conditioning and so forth. It's a real credit to him and the medical staff. Those guys did a great job getting him ready.
And really from the top down, Coach, I know this comes down from you and everybody in that entire locker room. He's not the only one who was out there playing with some pretty serious stuff going on. You've got a mindset in your players that they just will play football. If it's a 1% chance they can get out there, they're going to go. And that, I think, does come from you and the rest of the staff.
That's our MVP, Murph, right there.
Right there?
Nick's been on fire.
Wow, really?
Do we need to say anything more?
No, I don't even think that was really a question.
That was one of those statements
where you don't really have to say
anything. Great statement. Okay, but I think it really just shows really what the way they had to play the whole second half of the season. We got into an injury tailspin there after week three. And when we went into the bye week, the numbers were really high, and we were able to surge back a little bit. But these guys did an incredible job getting themselves ready to play on Sunday. So I can't say enough about their toughness and commitment.
And now this week, though, it's kind of a tough week because you have to say goodbye, and you've been going through the whole assessment process, and you do that Monday and Tuesday where you sit down and talk to each player individually, don't you?
Correct. It takes 2 days to get through everybody. It's an important conversation, and it's something that I know I get a lot out of, and I think that the player gets a lot out of it too, because it gives them a chance to sit down and express themselves on any component of our program, any experience that they had throughout the season. So I think with that, it's an opportunity for everybody to self-improve, and it gives the program a chance to grow.
Do you have any guys that will come in, though, and won't even, make eye contact with you because they're so nervous?
No.
That's what I'm like during my reviews. Even though I knew I had a hell of a year, I won't even look at my boss.
Well, I think you and your boss need to maybe have a cup of coffee together then. So, That's not the first time I talked to him, so it's...
I understand that, but it's just...
I'm not trying to beat up your boss. I don't know who he is, but I don't want to get you in trouble. But
no, to me...
I think the communication line needs to open up a little bit.
To me, that's a sense of confrontation, and I don't like confrontation.
Well, yeah, confrontation is, to me, is a must. You have to have confrontation in your environment, the ability to get honesty and problem-solving to the table, so... That time is not really the particular time it happens. I mean, there's always a couple conversations that are, you know, can get to that point. Just, you know, in case, you know, certain things happen and you're reviewing them over the year that were not positive. So, but that, to me, that's your job responsibility, not only as an employee, but as a leader.
You know, we go into the offseason with quite a few guys injured, obviously. Now, will they stick around and see your trainers and doctors, or will they just kind of go on their own and rehab that way?
It'll be the combination of both. You know, some guys will have postseason surgeries that will go away and eventually come back here and rehab. So it's a very fluid you know, system as far as our medical staff working in conjunction with our players and with the other medical people around the country. Because, you know, those surgeries and those treatments are personal to each and every player. And
sure.
The most important part is we have the relationships with our players and the other medical people just to make sure these guys are getting exactly what they need.
So now that the facility is all lonely and stuff, do you still get the perks or do you kind of get the shaft now? Like, are there chefs there making you lunch or...
Well, I haven't gone downstairs yet, so I'm not sure what the mail schedule is here.
You're going to look around and there's nobody
I
around.
I need to know the important things.
Yeah, his partner in crime, Matt Klein, controls all that, so.
Oh.
Like, are you going to get, yeah.
Well, if it comes to food, there'll be food.
I was going to say, do you get seafood Friday, sushi Friday? Do you get, you know, what was it, Asian on Tuesdays?
Oh, yeah, no, those days are, there's definitely an off-season.
Oh, it sucks.
Oh, see, that makes me sad
lunch.
For you.
Taco Tuesday.
It's all gone. Oh, boy, no more massages on Friday.
Yeah. Is there at least, like, a program, like, in school, like a hot lunch that you can buy each day and have somebody set you up?
Yes, no, we have that. We have an employee cafeteria that has lunch for everybody here.
Oh, phew.
Week to week plan or just Fridays because they have pizza or whatever.
All right, it's that awkward time of the year where you give us our assessments as well. No, I think it's obvious how you feel about Nick. But Katie and I are just kind of waiting.
Okay, we have next the MVP. What are the other two awards we're going to hand out?
Well, I don't know. You're in charge
Katie
of
Katie probably
awards.
Wins like a Defensive Player of the Year award just for deflecting everything.
We got to have a Comeback Player of the Year, Most Valuable maybe.
Well, I think Murph, you're definitely the Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you're so defensive in these moments.
Oh, wait.
Jeez.
His crunch time catch.
And Katie's captain, obvious.
I'm going to take that as I'm the captain. So I will take that.
Captain of the ship.
Yep.
You know who
make
gets...
Make sure them two never forget it.
Exactly. You know who gets the podiums? The captains.
That's true.
That's
right. You got the C on the jersey with the filled-in star. Uh-huh. You're good.
Well, as always, it's been a pleasure. We appreciate you joining us every week, and it's sometimes not easy, but we appreciate what you do, and have a great offseason.
We're so proud of you.
Congratulations.
And the rest of the team.
We are, and we look forward to seeing you in the fall.
Well, thank you. It's always fun.
All right, sir.
We'll see you soon.
Have a great summer.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.